"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio 1 to 4, then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app has the John and Ken On Demand podcast. Listen to what you missed.
All right, an update on the out-of-control border, a story that really ought to be getting a lot more attention like it did earlier this year. It's not. The numbers are startling. Migrants entering the United States. Got a couple of stories dealing with that coming up in a few minutes. We begin the hour, though, with a big story concerning one of the biggest behemoth sellers of goods there is on the planet, Amazon. The Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general have filed a lawsuit against Amazon. We're going to find out the details of this now from ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky.
Mike, welcome. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
What's this
We're
about?
Great. Yeah, what is this?
Yes. So again, as you mentioned there, this is the Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general filing a really big, far-reaching lawsuit against Amazon, specifically their e-commerce business, right? Amazon is a huge, sprawling tech company. They cover everything from streaming video to e-commerce to even robotic vacuum cleaners. But this particular lawsuit is taking aim at the Amazon that we are probably most familiar with, which is Amazon.com, the place where you buy. And, you know, if you're a small retailer, you can sell stuff on Amazon as well. The FTC alleges that this company is engaged in monopolistic practices, using their dominance in the market to basically sort of shoulder out other competitors. They've jacked up prices. They've degraded the quality of their own products to save money. And that has unfairly impacted the consumer in the government's estimation. And they say that this is illegal, and they are taking it to court. Now, Amazon is firing back. They say that this the government fundamentally misunderstands retail, and they are ready to take this to court. They put out a long, far-reaching statement sort of detailing a lot of the concerns that the FTC brings up in its lawsuit. But overall, it's a big legal action for both a big regulatory body and a very big tech firm.
Yeah, what would be an example of this? Can you cite anything that they're saying? You mean online? They're punishing merchants, it says here, for offering lower prices elsewhere?
Yeah, that's right. So essentially, the idea that the government brings to the table, this is a 172-page lawsuit. So they outline
a number of different... If you'd like to read the whole thing, we've got time.
Look, I've been going through it as fast as I can, guys. But the idea here essentially boils down to this fact that Amazon both owns the retail space, right? They own the online marketplace that where you buy and sell goods, and they also sell things, that their own things on that marketplace. One example that the government cites that has gotten a lot of attention in the hours since this has been out is the idea that if you're a third-party retailer, let's say you sell generic charging cables for cell phones, and you don't, if you kind of operate in that space, which Amazon also operates in, right? They sell their own generic mm-hmm. charging cables. Then Amazon disadvantages you as a third-party seller by not giving you the same Amazon Prime benefits, the same sort of fast shipping you would get if you were Amazon itself.
And, you know what?
The idea is that that's unfairly biased against consumers.
This is not a joke. That's the package I'm waiting for this afternoon.
Charging cables.
Charging cables.
That's how weird.
I have no idea. I might
be important. You know, everybody needs a charging cable.
I might be part of this lawsuit.
Yeah, if you want to hop on, you, Letitia James, and Lena Khan from the FTC, I think that's a good group.
I got to look to see who I bought it from.
So this must have been a complicated investigation, Mike. How did they put this together over a period of time, or?
They did, yeah. So this got started back in 2019, as a matter of fact. So they've been looking at this particular aspect of Amazon's business for a while. It's been rumored that we were going to get a kind of high-profile lawsuit like this for several months, as a matter of fact. And worth mentioning, guys, that the FTC, as we've sort of alluded to here, not just targeting e-commerce when we're talking about Amazon. They're investigating the company's acquisition of iRobot, which is the company that makes Roomba robotic vacuum cleaners. They're investigating the acquisition of MGM Studios, which is the movie studio that owns the James Bond franchise. Earlier this year, we saw the FTC file a lawsuit against the Amazon Prime business, the sort of aspect of their e-commerce company, alleging that consumers were unfairly tricked into signing up for this subscription service, and then Amazon made it sort of unfairly difficult to unsubscribe from Amazon Prime. The company is facing sort of headwinds from a number of different sort of perspectives here, and worth mentioning as well that the FTC has really taken big tech to task over the past year or two under Lena Khan, who's the FTC chairwoman. Under her leadership, right now, as we speak, guys, there is a lawsuit against Google alleging a number of antitrust practices there. Biden administration really kind of focused on big tech in a big way. But none of these lawsuits, none of these legal actions have really led to anything yet. A number of these lawsuits that the FTC and other government bodies have filed against big tech firms have either been dismissed or settled outside of court. Whether this will actually become anything, I think, remains a pretty open question. That being said, though, it is a product that a lot of people use, Amazon, their sort of e-commerce marketplace. So I think a lot of people are going to be keeping a pretty close eye on this.
There's nowhere you can go to find such an array of products like there is on Amazon. I mean, there is no competition.
And that is part of the government's argument, right? Is that, you know, Amazon, that's by design from Amazon's
perspective. Yeah, but, you know, this is what happens. Jeff Bezos came up with an idea and executed on an idea that nobody else had. And a lot of people are mad that he's really rich. And the government's mad that he's one of a kind in that way. But what are you supposed to do? He came up with the idea. Nobody else had anything similar.
Worth just kind of putting into context, Jeff Bezos is no longer the CEO of Amazon. It's actually Andy Jassy. But yeah, the sort of ethos that Jeff Bezos came up with when he founded Amazon in the 1990s in his garage, as many Silicon Valley tech firms were, as sort of this e-commerce, book retailer, right? They sold books online.
Did you ever see a picture?
Really filed out and became this much bigger thing. And the government alleges that, you know, if we had as consumers more options, if there was, you know, a bigger presence with eBay or Shopify or any number of other startup sort of e-commerce platforms, that we as the consumer would get better prices and better quality products just by nature of competition. Amazon says that if this lawsuit goes through, that that's not the case, right? That prices will go up. The amount of time it takes to ship you a product will become longer. We're just going to have to see how it plays out in court. As we mentioned, you know, the FTC has not been particularly successful in this sort of big tech effort recently, but this could very well be the exception that proves the rule.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Hi, that's Mike Dubusky, the technology reporter for ABC News for KFI about this FTC lawsuit against Amazon. The chair of the FTC is a woman named Lina Khan.
And she's
apparently
nut.
Been after this for years. Yeah.
Well,
and she failed in cases, as you heard Mike mention, against Microsoft and Meta.
You know, I always hear snarky comments about Jeff Bezos and Amazon. If you go on Google, right, there's a photo of him in this rented garage somewhere in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
And it's him sitting at a card table with a vinyl Amazon banner tacked to the wall behind him. That was the start of Amazon. He really had an idea, a card table, and a banner. And he's sitting there. It's mid-1990s. He actually has a little bit of hair. And so he had this vision and started with selling books and then CDs at the time. And then so who was the other guy who had that idea? Nobody. And I don't
Nobody. And that's perfect. But what happens often is these conglomerates grow and they get bigger. And they can hire more people and more logistics people and legal people. They figure out ways to make sure there is no competition by perhaps leveraging.
It works really well. I don't feel like I'm getting bad deals on Amazon.
No, but this is about the vendors that are on there, that they're being basically strong-armed to make sure they don't undercut Amazon's prices. I think that's what part of this is. Not really you as the buyer as much as it is.
Oh, well.
Some of the vendors are being, you know, pushed to make sure that they don't undercut in any way on their own websites or wherever else they sell their crap. They sell it lower than Amazon's prices, so they remain competitive. Right. All right, we'll talk more.
By the way, my charging cords did arrive.
Is that for your bunker?
No. No, there's this new annoying thing. The next wave of charging cords is USB-C.
Right. I saw that. Yeah.
So we're renting a car this weekend, and it has USB-C plugs for the iPhones.
Right.
So I had to order this new upgraded charging cord.
I see.
Which so I did yesterday, and it's
plug
arrived
in
today.
Plug your phone in the car and get directions and all that. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be annoying.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I was just reading a story from Houston. There's now a lawsuit. This family says they went to a drive-thru, a Jack in the Box, and they ordered like a family meal. And when the meal came out through the drive-thru window, it didn't have the curly fries. So, you know, they complained. They had kids in the car. Got to have those curly fries. So the next thing they know, there's two people in the drive-thru. One starts throwing condiments and something else at them, and then eventually gunfire. They drove off.
Did you see the video?
Running from gunfire. They just released that video. You saw it?
Yes.
The video just came out of this, but the lawsuit is from... This actually happened early last... Or 21, it happened in 21.
Yeah. A woman working inside the restaurant, she's got a gun, and
she opened fire.
She leans out the order window.
Yeah. And they sped out of there because...
How many crazy people are in this world?
Well, you know. A jack-in-the-box drive-thru at night. Who's working there, right? This is in the Houston area.
It's probably a bad neighborhood. I would never do that.
Now, back to the world of the border and the drug wars. A Riverside County Sheriff's correctional deputy, that means like a prison deputy, he's been charged with drug trafficking, possession of over 100 pounds of fentanyl, and they believe he has ties to a Mexican drug cartel. This is all we need now, huh? They got their tentacles in our law enforcement in the United States, just like they control a lot of Mexican army and
oh yeah, oh I'm sure they
police
do.
And stuff.
I think they must. There's no explanation for how deep fentanyl has penetrated. There's no explanation other than law enforcement and government. Enough people are on the take from the cartels.
Yep, he's resigned his position. Apparently, they pulled him over. I don't know what the suspicion was, but they had one of those drug sniffing dogs with them, and the dog was on alert. So they conducted a search and they found 104 pounds of packaged fentanyl in his vehicle, along with a loaded handgun. He was apparently driving in the area of the 10 freeway and County Line Road in Cala Mesa when he was stopped. This is back on September 17th. Oh, look at that. He does get $5 million bail. But this is not L.A. County.
There's that. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What? I am really puzzled by the silence and the lack of action towards what's going on at the border. And there's a tremendous amount of drugs. Put the migrants aside.
The migrants are one thing. The drugs, too. Wow.
Drugs are another. And how could you not to come to the conclusion that with so many billions of dollars sloshing around, and it's been clear that the cartels, you know, own the Mexican president.
Yeah.
They own local governments. They own the military. And they own whatever law enforcement officials, the Mexican police, state police, whatever they call them. Why wouldn't they own a lot of Americans as well? American politicians.
Yep.
American
police officials. Anybody that can get in their way. Right.
Right. I mean, it's got to be that. Because you can't have a government, two parties, right? Because they fight about the border, right? And they fight about the immigration. They don't fight about the drugs very much. Neither side really takes a stand. Neither side says anything.
And yet the overdoses are growing. The fentanyl problem is bigger than ever.
Can you imagine how much weaponry the cartels have because of the profits they make? I mean, that's where a lot of the profits goes, to reinforce more weaponry, to train more of their, you know, they have 175,000 employees, right? Well, yeah. they have their own army, basically. And I think that's part of the reason the Americans have been reluctant to take them on. Not that we couldn't take care of them, but they have a lot to shoot with. And I'm convinced there's a story there. And I think the journalists are afraid to investigate it because they don't want to get shot, because in Mexico, lots of journalists get shot. Lots of politicians get assassinated.
They got these pictures that the New York Post circulated of migrant children howling in pain. They're crawling through razor wire to get into the United States. This is that Eagle Pass, Texas problem.
Yeah.
Somebody took pictures of the kids crawling through the razor wire. I mean, that's got to hurt.
Isn't that child abuse?
Well, we put it there. Somebody put it there.
No, I know, but the parents are carrying the kid through the razor wire.
Oh, in some cases, the kids are just crawling on their own. Right. I'm looking at the pictures here.
Now, if you saw somebody doing that...
It's like trying to get to an obstacle course or trying to crouch down to get between the wires. It's horrible.
If you saw somebody doing that, dragging a child through razor wire here in America, what would happen? Police would come and the parents would get arrested. It would be child abuse charges.
Oh, but then it's turned around on us because we put the razor wire there. We're hurting the children.
Yeah, right. Because these immigrants can't choose to not go through the razor wire. Well, it's not us. It's them. Those parents ought to be arrested. That's
They're
terrible.
So desperate
child abuse.
To get here, they'll crawl through razor wire. Don't you see how they turn this around?
Are they
every
that?
Time?
Do you have to be desperate to get here?
Oh my God! They even got a picture of a double amputee crawling through the razor wire. Oh my God!
The borders are what? I don't.
A woman missing both legs below the knee. Jeez. How long before the crowd in Washington D.C. uses these pictures to say, that's why we should have an open border?
Yes, they can always manipulate people, but why doesn't anybody fight back? Why doesn't say the crimes here is on the Biden administration for letting them in? The crime here is these parents dragging their kids through razor wire. You couldn't do that in this country, and you shouldn't do it. You ought to be put in prison. Your kid ought to be taken away. Why is it an immigrant does it? Kid is screaming. He's bleeding. It's like, oh, how noble. It's like, what? Are you out? Is everybody like hit their heads?
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand. From KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4. Mm-hmm. And then after 4 o'clock, maybe you missed stuff. John and Ken On Demand podcast is posted after 4 o'clock.
And we're collecting Moistline calls through the app. You can use the microphone icon to connect to the Moistline for calls to be played Friday during this hour. Or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. All right, well, there's probably one city in California and really in the whole country that is really seeing a criminal justice meltdown. Now, John had mentioned earlier that Target is closing stores in some of the cities we normally pick on. But the one that's been in the news a lot lately, and today there was an action taken by small businesses in this city. They struck. They closed down for several hours today to protest the lack of enforcement and the high crime. And the city we're talking about is lovely Oakland, California. I don't know if you've seen some of the crime statistics coming out of the Bay Area city. Reported violent crime has increased 21% over the past year. Robberies have gone up 33%, according to Oakland police data. They have a mayor there, and they have a DA for Alameda County that has got people really worked up. So
this is a complete failure, and this is what these politicians wanted. They wanted, you know, no police, no bail, no laws enforced anymore. So this is what you're going to get. There's plenty of bad guys out there, and they'll do this all day, every day.
They put out a release today. Oakland businesses will go on strike. They'll close for 2 hours on Tuesday, 9/26. Some might close for the entire day. I am told roughly 200 businesses will join. They're fed up with rising crime and demanding city leaders to do more. A tipping point occurred recently when apparently the mayor of Oakland failed to apply for additional state funding to fight crime. And people scratched their heads at that. They missed some deadline because to turn in the paperwork to get more money to fight crime?
Because they don't want to fight crime. They don't want to fight, because fighting crime means you're going to arrest people and put them in jail. They're going to go to prison. This woke left-wing crowd is about destroying our way of life. It's about destroying cities. I don't know why people don't believe it. You could see what they're doing. They say it out loud. We want to abolish, it was like the Burbank mayor the other day we played. They want to abolish the police. They want to abolish prisons. So naturally, you're going to get rampant crime. Massive theft, violence against innocent people. Of course you will. And then that brings down
American cities. That's what they want. They hate concept.
They want, I mean, to take it further, they would like government ownership of property.
Yes.
There's no private property ownership.
Right.
That mayor also touched on in that video the fact that, oh, we're all going to own the company. So we get rid of owners, entrepreneurs who start companies. It's all going to be employee-owned. You're going to be your own boss is the way he phrased it. Isn't that great? That doesn't work on a large scale.
No, of course it doesn't. It didn't work 100 years ago. Did you see James Carville, who used to be Clinton's top political advisor back in the 90s? He did an interview yesterday, and he's a very partisan Democrat. But he said the woke people in his party are the stupidest, most naive people he's ever seen. Because they're just stupid. This is just stupid. You can't argue with this. You have to stop it. The Oakland people have to vote for others. You voted for this. Whoever that mayor is, and the last mayor was the same species, stop voting for them.
One restaurant owner said when they tried to discuss the situation with government officials, that would be all the break-ins, the problems they're having, they were told, invest in your own private security.
Yeah.
That's like the story we get. Remember when we had all the street robberies here? Don't wear flashy jewelry or watches then. Don't carry that expensive phone around.
Because
you're the ones responsible. Take care of yourself.
They hate America. They hate capitalism. They hate businesses. They hate successful businesses and rich people even more.
Right, and they think that poor people are doing this out of desperation and they should be protected rather than imprisoned.
So they're communists. They believe in Marxism. They say so. If you go to their websites, if you listen to them speak, that's what they tell us. And I think most people are going, oh, no, come on. No, no, nobody wants that. Nobody believes in that. Yes, they do. Look at Oakland. Look at L.A. None of this existed even 5 years ago.
Yeah, Oakland's got a DA just like George Gascon.
Yes.
Way out there. Another one of these George Soros types.
They got into Portland. They got into Seattle. They got into San Francisco. They got into Philadelphia, Chicago, New York. And look, you see in the news every day, those cities are overwhelmed with violence. There's no enforcement of the law. The police aren't allowed to do anything. This is what these candidates advertised. This is what they're proud of. I'm just amazed how dense the public is. They think it's still a left-wing, right-wing debate. That's Republican, Democrat. No, it's not. It's about normal people against anarchists. That's the divide. You have to get rid of the anarchists. And they're the mayors now. They're the city council people. They're district attorneys. They're police chiefs sometimes.
I was reminded to look this up because you mentioned the dopey mayor of Burbank who we threw in the dumpster on Friday, Constantine Anthony. Apparently there's a petition out there to recall him, but he's running for the LA County Board of Supervisors. And I just looked it up. The 5th District, Catherine Barker is running for re-election. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to challenge her. She's not termed out. So that's an easy pick there.
Yeah.
But this is what amazes me because I'm listening to you go on and I'm thinking, and these people somehow continue to ascend to higher office. This guy wants to go from mayor of a city council member of Burbank to LA County supervisor.
And Catherine Barker may be sane, but the other four county supervisors, all women curiously, are insane.
He fit right in with them.
Right. And so
they'd have the complete monopoly.
Sheila Kuehl left from the West Side, but was replaced by the former West Hollywood mayor,
Lindsay Horvath,
who's just as nuts. Oh, what did I read the other day? The crazy anarchist councilwoman, Katie Yaroslavsky.
Yes.
She used to work in Sheila Kuehl's office.
Oh, it's all incestuous. Yes, she did. That's right. I think we brought that up a few months ago.
They're all communist anarchist types. But
Katie Young Yaroslavsky.
Yes, but, you know, they're women, and people don't feel it, right? They don't look like revolutionaries. They don't act like revolutionaries. But they sure vote that way.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You'll see. We're always right.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, this is not the first story I've seen. The Times, El Segundo Times, did a story this week. I saw one last week, too, along the same lines that, you have to be careful of political alliances because sometimes they can collapse quickly. And apparently a couple of places around the country, there are Muslims who are protesting LGBTQ plus acceptance when it comes to the schools. Some parents have shown up in Montgomery County, Maryland, dressed in traditional Muslim religious wear, protesting anything being discussed in the classrooms concerning LGBTQ plus people. And there is another story that came out of Michigan. This is the one I saw last week. Hamtramck, Michigan. The all-Muslim city council recently sided with Muslim activists and banned the pride flag on city property. And community members from LGBTQ said, now, wait a minute. A couple of years ago, you wanted to broadcast your call to prayer from mosques. We defended you. When you were being hit with hate crimes, we stood up and we said, stop this. We opened our arms when you were refugees.
You don't
and now they're like, uh-oh.
You don't
now,
understand.
Because of your religious beliefs, you're turning on us.
Exactly. Because what in the Muslims' mind, the ones who are protesting this, this is a grievous violation of their religion.
Of their religious tenets.
They're not going to tolerate in their city this stuff. They're not going to tolerate it in the schools. They were waving American flags. Hundreds of religious parents have been rallying outside of a Maryland school because there are books featuring gay families. Wave American flags. They chant against
some of these people come from countries you could be put to death.
Yeah. So this is curious. Now, when it's white Christians, there's all sorts of vitriol in the media, right, about the hateful white Christians. Notice this L.A. Times story. They tiptoed around this kind of gingerly.
They did.
They used
a Muslim writer, I think, to write the story. Oh, Muslims were once reliable allies in a coalition of racial, religious, and sexual minorities courted by the left.
No, but they never, ever embraced the gay agenda. Never.
That's right. And you've talked about that, too, with regards to Latinos in terms of their religious beliefs when it comes to abortion and some of the other issues that are central to the far-left Democrats.
This social woke progressive stuff is hitting a wall with a lot of religious minorities like Muslims and like Hispanics who are culturally conservative Catholics.
Right.
So, but this has been known for 20 years. But the media doesn't whip up any hatred and anger about it. They just kind of lived with it. But now there are enough Muslims in some areas of the country where they're the majority on a city council. They're running the city. And so they're invoking basically their religious law.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me how some groups who feel like they're a minority and they're persecuted, well, all the other persecuted minorities, I'm sure, will join with us. And then they look over and like, you're surprised that religious Muslims are probably not too happy with LGBTQ issues? You're surprised by that?
Zero tolerance, many of them have. So
that's going to be interesting to see that it plays out. Yeah. And, of course, the story makes it sound like they don't really have much political power in the U.S. at the moment, Muslims.
There's only 3 million of them.
Yeah.
So that's less than 1% of the population. But it's these isolated cities. Now, are we going to see angry gay demonstrations in these cities against the Muslims?
Oh, against the blowback, right?
Yeah.
Against the Muslims for attacking. Right.
Because they're imposing their religious beliefs here.
That's what one person's story said. I feel like it's a theocracy now. How can they do this?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what they do in a theocracy. That's what they do in much of the Muslim world overseas. We have Conway.
Hey now.
And
Mark T. Live.
Mark Thompson.
I'm trying to fix the mic headset.
Oh, you don't need it for the...
You're right. Okay. But if Ken talks, I can't hear him.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ken.
Then I won't talk.
Oh, he said he won't talk.
I'm going to leave now.
He said he's going to leave now.
All right.
And that he hasn't said anything after that.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, you haven't missed anything.
You got that?
Sorry about that. It's
there
just
you
crazy.
Go.
No, take your time. I mean,
no, it's not that. The thing's broken, and they expect me to come in, bring my own headphones, and fix the...
We're just all killing time between the commercials here.
We're going to walk... today, we're going to, on the schedule, we're going to walk Mark Thompson through his first day on radio.
Oh, my God. Every week.
Obviously.
Every week.
Looks like
it is amazing that
like
this station, like, this is the most successful station in the entire iHeart family.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And... still like little crap, like the headphone jack isn't fixed. And just like you got to bring your own headphones to begin with.
Some of it has to do with the employees.
It's ticky tack.
I will go out on a limb and say, I've worked at three stations. Mm-hmm. The guys who run this station are by far the best in the world.
God, that's a guy who's making too much money. Wait, that's Conway.
The guys who worked at three stations.
Who technically put this station together are the best in the world.
Oh, who technically put it together. Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. Matt and the whole crew. All right.
He's such a company guy. He's got
a brand new baby. Don't get down on him.
He does rah-rah.
Matt is great.
Don't get down on Matt.
Get him off the air.
He's become a little agent.
Oh,
I don't know. I like the angry, irritated Conway who hated everything and everyone.
I just love life now. As a matter of fact, you know that guy, the mayor of Burbank, Constantine, who got spanked?
Yes, yes.
I called him. I got to deal with him now. I don't trash him on KFI, but he's going to try to extend me the first pot license in Burbank.
Good deal.
Yeah. All right. So we both could be thrown in prison by the FBI for this one. No pot shops in Burbank. How about that? Not one.
It's not allowed?
You cannot buy pot in Burbank.
That's wild. They've got two gun shops.
No, they got nine. I guess they didn't want both.
Yeah.
You know,
you hit the pot shot first, and then you won't want to.
My daughter pointed this out when she was very young. She's about 5 or 6. She goes, "Dad, there's a gun shop right there, and right next to it is a jewelry." She goes, nobody's ever thought of maybe separating those two a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we got a ton of stuff to get into tonight. Of course, I don't want to do that. Uber. Uber's launching.
Seeing this for the first time.
Uber's launching a brand new partnership with Yellow Cab. So when you call an Uber, you might get a Yellow Cab.
Well, I like cabs better.
You do?
Oh, my God. I got this weirdo driver when I was in Florida.
An Uber driver?
Yeah. And he, there was no air conditioning, and it was a 90-degree day in the car. There was quite an aroma that he had.
Oh!
Yeah, and he's got some weird, I was smoking something. I don't know what it was.
It sounds like Mondo picked you up.
Gospel music blasting out of the radio.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a really unpleasant atmosphere. Oh. And I'm thinking, I don't like this Uber thing.
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're getting.
But you can give him, that 2 stars or something for that if it's that bad a ride.
Yeah, and then he'll come to your house and shoot you.
Yeah, kill you. He'll kill you for that.
No, well, I always think about
you
that.
You put it that way.
They've got my address. I'm not going to stiff him on the tip.
So it's us for 3 hours.
All right, well, it's better than nothing. I mean,
it's better than some other crap.
Yeah. It was, it's kind of a tepid sort of.
That's the slogan for the show. It's better
than some. He doesn't seem very excited about it. So
he's on autopilot now,
The slogan for the show is it's better than some other crap.
He does come to life, though, when it's actually,
Okay. All right. Well, you're here to inspire him. Right.
Ding dong.
Conway Thompson, Crozier is the news. Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.